Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umap. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Hey, this is number three
for us.
For us. I've got Dr. Jerry Mixon in the studio with me. We are distancing. We are, what, 6-7 feet
Something
away
like
from
that.
Each other? Even though we're both painfully, wonderfully healthy, I do believe. But we're still being careful. Dr. Umat is not with us today. She has a family event. But our first 2 hours. Talk about a lot of calls and a lot of good information out there. Obviously, everyone is focused on the coronavirus. And all I can say is every word I'm getting is longevity medical clinic patients are just about the happiest people, considering the circumstances. Longevity patients are about as happy as you can get because preventive medicine is really at the very heart of what we do at Longevity Medical Clinic. And if you watch any of the news, you listen to any of the radio, any of the TV, podcasting, or what have you, the doctors are always talking about the immune system, and for good reason. And the fact is that everybody has a different immune system, a unique immune system. So tell me, Jerry, because so many people in America have this fatalistic attitude about their genes, about their health, about everything, that, well, what's going to happen is going to happen. Is there anything we can do? Talk about a loaded question.
Yes.
Is there anything anything people can do to build their immune system?
Yes.
Right. I think it would be appropriate if you
expanded on that.
Because this is the time.
Yes, folks. It is. Okay, several things, and these are things we've been nagging our audience about for years. One thing you want to do is get lean. You know, visceral fat, the fat inside your belly, is pro-inflammatory, but it also alters your immune response. The heavier you are, the higher your risk of getting and dying from almost any infectious disease. The higher your blood sugar runs, the faster your brain shrinks, the faster your muscles or your joints break down, and the higher risk you are from infectious processes. And we would presume that would include our current viral epidemic. You want to build your anabolic endocrine system, your anabolic hormone load, because you want to be able to grow muscle. Muscle produces over 100 different compounds we refer to as myokines. Working muscle is anti-inflammatory, but it boosts your immune response. The immune system is an important part of protecting us against cancers and infections.
Wow.
And people who engage in regular moderate exercise are healthier people all the way around. They have less dementia, less heart disease, less arthritis, but equally important, they are more resistant to virtually every infectious process around. Sedentary living is the new smoking.
It really is.
And right now, we have enforced sedentary living.
You're right.
You know, The government is saying, stay home, don't go anywhere, don't do anything. The gyms are all closed. They don't want you outside. Well, guess what? Sitting on the couch and snacking is a great way to lower your immune response and get yourself ready to get an infection.
That's right. My wife is got in, I think, 14,000 steps yesterday inside the house. Now, I went outside the house, and I got in, I think, 12 or 13,000 steps, pretty fast moving steps. But there's still things we can do and should do.
Well, you know, we walked out of our laundry room into the garage, got in the car, pushed the button, raised the door, drove up to the farmland outside of Mount Vernon, where there were no other human beings.
Yeah.
Because of the snow geese.
Why would there be no human beings?
There were just no other people up there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so we were social distancing by, it looked like, a mile or two instead of 10 feet. Yeah. But had a great time and, you know, running around and enjoying ourselves. And so.
But staying active. But the bottom line is, don't have the fatalistic attitude that what will be, will be.
No, you can alter it. That you can alter your risks. And, you know, the goal in life is you move the odds in your favor as far as you reasonably can. Then you relax and play the game. And sometimes you'll lose, but you'll win more often if the odds are in your favor. And the way to get the odds in your favor is to change your diet, to change your exercise, and to let us at Longevity help you enhance your endocrine support, decrease your inflammation, and give you some guidance in the other things you need to do to boost your health and fitness and immune response.
Talk about never being a better time to do that.
Time would have been, you know, two years ago.
And
you'd be in whipcord lean shape today.
That's right. And for some of you, many of you, I would imagine, who have been listening to this show off and on, or maybe every Saturday, and you have been meaning to make a free health analysis appointment. Folks, if today's situation isn't enough motivation for you to at least take that first step of a free health analysis appointment, I don't know what will ever motivate you. So we encourage you to do that. And I'm glad you brought this up, Jerry, because I guess it's pretty obvious that Longevity is alive and well. I mean, we are open. We were not under the mandates. We don't do surgery and stuff like that.
We had to close Bella Medica.
That's right, our aesthetic division.
Right. But, you know, the clinics are still open, and we still, you know, we are doing our blood draws and so on at the moment. Now, eventually, they may make us shut that down. Who knows what orders will come from the governor tomorrow or next week. But we are doing the blood draws. We are doing more and more work by telemedicine so that people don't have to come into the office any more than absolutely necessary.
And by the way, we've been doing that for 20 years.
Yes.
Because we have a lot of snowbirds, people travel, stuff like that.
Sure. But now more and more of our day-to-day people, even though they may be only 3 miles down the road, we can do them by telemedicine once we've got their blood draw.
That's right.
We do need to have the results of the tests.
But let me just ease your mind, folks. You're out there saying, well, I'm nervous about leaving the house or going to Longevity. You really don't have much to be concerned about because, first of all, in all three of our clinics, we have three, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. Before you even come in the door, we stop you and ask you several qualifying questions, obviously. We take your temperature. We do this for staff every day. Our staff can't even enter the office unless we ask those questions and we take their temperature. So we're very careful there. Our medical assistants who take the blood, and, you know, every 3 or 4 months at Longevity, we take your blood. Because if you don't measure, you don't know. You've heard that before. And so we're being very careful. And, in fact, this last week, I think we took on 14 new patients. I'm not sure which clinic that was. Bottom line is we're open. We're doing business. And we're being very, very careful. And like I said, there's never been a better time to actually start dealing with the root cause and preventive care. You know, Jerry, you often say, I bet you've said it 100 times here on the show, Longevity Medical Clinic is the ultimate preventive medical clinic. Let's explain that just a little bit more, just so there's no gray area.
Well, the typical preventive medicine clinic is basically a place to get vaccines.
Yeah,
so you don't catch the diseases for which we have vaccines.
That's not really, well, that's...
That is prevention.
That is prevention, yeah, that is.
And that's most of the real prevention done in America. our goal is to enhance your body's capacity to grow new tissue, to resist infections, and to lower your risk of cancers and heart disease and dementia and diabetes. We want to prevent all of those big things that cause disability and premature death in America. And so that's what we're after. We are not just here to give shots and vaccines. Our goal, I want you to lower your risk of dementia. I want your brain to actually grow again instead of shrinking each year. I want your cardiovascular tree, your heart, and your blood vessels to be as strong and robust and resilient as possible. I want your lung function to be good. I want your blood sugars and your insulins to be in the ideal range. I want your bones nice and thick so you don't get osteoporosis. I want to decrease the inflammatory changes that are causing the cartilage in your joints to erode and give you osteoarthritis. Okay, I want to normalize your immune system so you don't develop autoimmune diseases, or so if you have one, we can moderate your body's response to it. So basically, stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, healthier, longer, robust life. Those are the goals at Longevity Medical Clinic.
Well, you just, in every one of those categories, you're basically saying there's things we can do to improve that situation, your hormones, your immune system, your ability to
your weight, your muscle mass, your flexibility, your bone density, your brain function. Yes, all of that can be modified.
Again, there has, I guess this is why we're so busy still at Longevity, is because we are right in the perfect sweet spot of what you need to do. Especially today with all of the news about the virus and what have you, to be as strong as you can be. Now's the time. So we encourage you to go to our website and make a free health analysis appointment. And just like last week, we took in all kinds of new patients, and we will do it again this week. In fact, I think I saw the numbers, like 18 or 20 are already scheduled for this next week. I'm not sure exactly how they're spread through our three clinics, but we have three: Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. So when you go to our website, which is lmclinic.com, you click on the tab that says health analysis appointment. And when you do that, the three clinics will pop up on your screen. Click on the clinic, obviously, that is closest to you, and then that schedule will come on the screen. And it'll have all of the appointments there on a big calendar. For example, like Monday at 2 o'clock or Tuesday at 3:30, that sort of thing, 8 o'clock in the morning, whatever. Wherever they are, those are the ones that are available. You click on the one that you want, and boom, it's yours. So that's how you do it. Very, very simple. And for the very few of you, like I say, 95% people do it that way online. If you don't have online access, hey, that's okay. You can call us at 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-YOUNG. Talk with a live person, and you can make an appointment. All right? So there you go, lmclinic.com.
Hey, always important to talk to a live person.
Well, yeah.
Speaking with the dead, I guess it's conceivable, but it's usually a one-way conversation.
So give us a call, 866-86-YOUNG, or better yet, do something. You've procrastinated. Now you realize, holy cow, now's the time. lmclinic.com.
Leading Edge Medicine, for the first time in history, you can choose how you age. Call with your question at 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757.
Born to be, with you.
My husband and I have been listening, so you guys are absolutely delightful. The three of you make this perfect gem. We are planning to become patients very soon, and we love the information that Dr. Mixon conveys. It can't be found anywhere else.
By your side, satisfied through and through, 'cause I was born to be with you.
20 minutes past the hour with one of Jerry and Van Dien's favorite songs. Born to be with you. Anyway, glad you're with us, folks. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Pete Talbot. I've got with me today in the studio Dr. Jerry Mixon. Normally, we've got Dr. Samira Umat here with him, or at least one or the other, usually both. Today, it's just Dr. Mixon, but that's okay. We're taking calls. We've actually got some callers on, but once we're done with one of these callers, let me give you the number so you can call in just a few minutes. 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757. And, Jerry, you'll get a kick out of this. Jerry Berg, most of our listeners know who he is, just texted us. And he said, this morning on Fox News, I heard a reporter from Italy claiming that Italy had one of the best healthcare systems in the world. He didn't misinterpret that, Jerry is saying. That's exactly what this reporter said. And he thought you would be interested and might want to comment. Do you think Italy has the best healthcare system in the world?
Well, not judging it from their death rate from coronavirus. You know, coronavirus is sweeping through Italy. In fact, Italy has had 47,000 coronavirus cases thus far.
It's up to that already.
Yes. The United States has 19,000. The difference is Italy has 60 million people. We have 330 million people.
Wow.
So we're more than five times their size, and yet they've got 47,921 cases to our 19,000. So let's see. That gives them about 10 times the risk per population.
I think it's maybe more than that.
They are not controlling this epidemic.
Well, their leadership didn't do what we did either.
No. And although their leadership did what Mr. Trump's opponents said should have been done.
Which is nothing.
Which is keep the borders open, because closing them would be racist.
Oh, yes.
Although now, of course, everybody around Italy has closed the borders to Italy. They don't want Italians in their country simply because, you know, there's so many of them sick.
That's it.
The death rate in Italy is appalling. Let's see. 4,032 deaths thus far. Deaths in the United States, in a country that is, you know, enormously larger, is a tiny fraction. We are...
It's about 300 or 300?
I think we're up around 600 or some such thing.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm trying to look here. Let's see. We've got, the worst state for deaths is Washington with 83, New York 56, California 24,
okay,
Louisiana 16, Georgia 14, Florida 11. So, yeah, this is not adding up to many, many hundreds. This is,
it
you
might
know,
be 400 now.
Two or 300.
I think it was 305 yesterday at about this time. So it's more than that. Yeah. Anyway, so thanks, Jerry Burke, for sending that in. And for the reporter who drank the Kool-Aid in Italy, no, probably you don't have the best health care. It's a single payer, isn't it?
It is a single payer system.
Yeah, well, that's never going to.
Well, you know, we have two single payer systems in America. Most people don't realize that. When they talk about Medicare for all, what they're describing is not Medicare for all. Medicare is not single payer, really. You know, you pay, you have co-pays, you have deductibles, you have things that are not covered. What they're describing is Veterans Administration and Indian Health.
Yeah.
Those are our two true co-pay or no co-pay, first dollar coverage, the sort of thing that the politicians have been describing. So the Veterans Administration and the Indian Health Service, those are federal single-payer health care systems.
And, oh, we are so proud of them.
Yes, we are not at all, obviously.
Oh.
I mean, you know, the problem with those two systems are legion and overwhelming and have always been. And it's not a problem because of Democrats or Republicans. Those two systems have been a disaster for decades and decades and decades, and they're a disaster not because Democrat or Republican is in charge at any given time. It's the nature of a federal single-payer health care system. They are just have been disasters, have always been disasters. The biggest reform that we've made recently is one that Mr. Trump made, which is allowing people to opt out of the VA system and go get care at the private system.
Smart.
if the wait is too long.
Yeah.
Because we're tired of people dying while they wait for care in our federal single-payer health care systems.
That's right. Well, that is a painful topic. We could take the rest of the 2 hours here just talking about that, but sad as it is, we wish everybody in Italy well, but okay, let me consider this. What should we do next? I'm almost tempted to go to a break just a hair early. I've got Dr. Dan Nelson on the line. I've asked him to call in. I had Dr. Michael Gilbert an hour or so ago. Let's go to a break early, Mike, shall we, here at 570 KVI? A little bit early for the break. When we come back, Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho. Yes, even though Pro Ortho is not doing elective surgeries, Pro Ortho and Dan Nelson, with what he's doing, is still available. And getting out of pain. We're going to talk about the advantages of getting out of pain. There are real advantages.
Yep.
You need to do that. It's good for your health, not just being out of pain. That's nice. But it's actually good for you, and we'll explain why when we come back.
Leading Edge Medicine. Do you have a question? Well, you can call now at 1-888-312-5757 and tell your friends to listen too. That's 1-888-312-5757.
I definitely would recommend that people attend a seminar. It was a great overview of what he does, but the real results are in the program, and that speaks for itself. The results came almost immediately, and they've been getting better and better.
Exactly the message I have, don't hang up, to Alan, Al, John, and Mike. You're all on hold, and I promise we will get you, but I'm very happy that I've got Dr. Dan Nelson on the line with me this morning from Pro Ortho. Dan, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pete. Been listening about the last 15, 20 minutes, and just love what you guys are saying, especially, you know, government not being the answer necessarily. I agree 100% with Dr. Mixon. They kind of, we've had some issues rolling out the testing, and, you know, we've got to figure out a way to do this better in the future. Anyway, yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Dan, we're going to talk to you about pain control.
Yeah.
But right. when your segment here is over, don't hang, or you can hang up, but keep listening, because I want to talk a bit about why South Korea is doing such a better job than we are.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. And they are. They're 1/6 our size. They've tested 10 times as many people.
They were prepared.
Yeah, but we're going to explain why.
And we'll explain when we get back. And
let's let Dan do Dan's thing first, because let's talk about pain.
And actually, it hit me, Dan, these last few days. We were together. We golfed earlier this week together. By the way, that was fun. It was fun being with you.
A lot of fun.
I belong to the Society Against Cruelty to Little White Balls, so yes, I don't golf.
He's strange, Dan. Don't listen to him at all. Listen, here's the thing, and you tell me if you think I'm right or wrong. If we can help people get out of pain, which is really what you do. I mean, pain has been your thing for 30 years. That's what you do. And you help people in a numerous ways. We'll talk about that in a minute. But if you can get people out of pain, it seems to me that that's the first step to getting them walking, running, golfing, playing tennis, just being active, getting off the couch. It improves their mood. Isn't that one of the healthiest things you can do?
Absolutely, Pete. You just nailed it right there. I mean, we know that activity is important for overall sense of well-being, health, you know, healthiness in general. But it's also good for your immune system. So, you know, obviously everybody wants to know how to keep this virus at bay. But keeping active, keeping your body moving, getting some exercise, whether conceivably both being resistance training and cardiovascular, that's going to keep your immune system in tip-top shape. So that's that's why, you know, I've been telling people that for years, and it's even more critical now. Is to we got to keep you moving and exercising, and you know, just getting your immune system revved up like it should be.
Well, and again, it's great getting out of pain. I mean, that you'd think would be reason enough is to be out of pain. But really, if you're smart, it will affect, like you just said, your immune system and everything. So let me ask you about Pro Ortho, because I know they were shut down from doing elective stuff.
Right.
But getting out of pain is not elective. Am I correct?
Right. Yeah. No. It's funny you mentioned that, because I was just on the phone for about an hour with our director of our whole clinic. You know, we've got about 15 physicians there. Most of them are orthopedic doctors. So, when it comes to pain, I tell people, hey, when I'm in pain, it's an emergency, right? That's how I feel.
And, right.
So there's a little bit of subjectiveness. So we've dialed down. We're doing kind of a minimal schedule right now. We're seeing urgent and emergent cases. So that's kind of a work in progress. The big news is that we're going to try to set up the telemedicine thing, which is, you know, telemedicine means, or telehealth, we're trying to do over the internet, or even now, I guess the government's allowed us to do it, even FaceTiming, and saying the restrictions with privacy notwithstanding, that we can do that. So, and that's overdue. There's so many lessons we're going to learn from this whole thing. And my big thing, and I've talked about this numerous times on my show, about, you know, critical medical supplies. Should we have 90% of our antibiotics? And you guys have probably talked about this already, so I apologize.
Oh, yes.
But 90% of our antibiotics produced in China, that's unacceptable. This is a national security issue. We've got to make some changes in the future. So hopefully, I think this will be a wake-up call about, you know, how, you know, it is a national defense issue, how we handle our medical systems, our supplies, our pharmaceuticals, our antibiotics. All of this has got to change in the future of how we go about, you know, strategizing and using those resources. Maybe we have to go back to bringing some of those medications back home. In other words, being made
great
here
idea.
In the U.S.
Yeah, good idea.
What do you mean? What do you mean, maybe?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it's going to happen. But I appreciate you guys letting me call in. But I, you know, again, we're open on a limited basis for urgent and emergent. We're seeing as many patients as we can through online or through telehealth, and we're trying to get that set up. I will put in a plug for stem cell therapy. There are so many studies on the internet. If you go to PubMed.gov, and talk about stem cell therapy for ARDS, which is acute respiratory distress syndrome, which is how the virus, as you guys have probably talked about, sets off a cytokine storm. It's the body's immune reaction. It's not the virus itself. It's the body, your immune system is pushing the nuclear button, so to speak, in response to this virus. So stem cells, you know, I tell people stem cells is a double-sided coin. One is the repair regenerative potential. The other side of the coin is immune modulation. So
right.
A lot of these, and admittedly, most of them are animal studies, but we have to look at stem cell therapy as a potential treatment for COVID-19 and the next pandemic that will inevitably come within, you know, the next, you know, 7 or 8 years, probably out of China, but who knows. But we have to have preparedness. And I think stem cell therapy, if you look at all these studies that use intravenous mesenchymal stem cells or intratracheal administered stem cells, the studies are compelling. And we have to, I'm hoping it probably won't happen with this pandemic, but at least the next pandemic, which we know will come, we have to have that tool, we have to have that arrow in the quiver. I mean, that to me, I read all these studies, and I'm like, man, I wish we could just get this up and running now. It's
yes.
probably too late for this particular situation, but yes. we've got to have this available next time it happens.
Well, let me talk about South Korea here for just a minute then, as long as
yes.
you're on there,
yes.
that way you can comment. You know, South Korea has done a phenomenal job of
right.
this. They're right there next to China. They had an enormous number of Chinese infected people come in and seed the infection throughout South Korea. There are about 50 million people, so less than one-sixth our size, but they were just inundated with cases. But they have done a great job, much, much better than we have. But here's why. When SARS came about back in 2004 or thereabouts, when Mr. Bush was in office here, South Korea was really pounded with SARS. They got in all kinds of trouble, and they had a system that was much like our current system, and they recognized that the system they had was not working. So as they finally got SARS to abate, they revamped their system. They decentralized it. They said, when this happens again, because they were convinced it's going to happen again, especially being that close to China, they said, we do not want everything to have to run through our Center for Disease Control and get government approval. So they, in advance, authorized private labs and universities all over the country to say, when it comes again, we want you guys to develop the test kits, develop the therapies. You're not going to have to do much checking with us. We're going to fast track everything and let you get on top of it in a hurry. Well, a few years later, 2012 to 14, MERS hit South Korea.
Right, right.
And
right.
when MERS hit South Korea, that is the Middle Eastern respiratory virus, they put their new system into play, and it wasn't really still up to the task. It was a lot better than it had been, but it wasn't good enough. So after MERS finally abated, they revamped it a second time. So, you know, they had hours, they changed, they tested, they changed again. This time when coronavirus came through, they were prepared. Now, what happened with us?
And that was Obama. The first was Bush, and then Obama.
Yeah, the first was Bush. And when SARS hit Asia, Mr. Bush didn't do anything in America because we didn't get hit with SARS worth a hoot. We basically said
what?
It's an Asian problem. It's not us. So we kept our old 1970 and 80 system here in America. Then in 12 to 14, when MERS hit South Korea, Obama and Biden were in power, and they said, it's an Asian problem. It didn't hit America, so we did not make the changes. All right.
So
this time, when we got hit for the first time, we're still stuck with the old system like South Korea had in the 90s. Now, Trump is doing everything he can to change our system to make it closer to what South Korea is doing. That will make us better for the next one. But like South Korea, it's probably going to take two or three rounds for us to really and truly get on top of the way it should be. But this is not any one person or any one political party's issue. The fact is, we stayed complacent because we didn't get hit. Now, for the first time, we've got hit. Now we'll make some changes.
Right. Boy, I couldn't agree with you more. That is absolutely, you're right on the money. We have to, this is a national security issue. The MERS is not Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. The reservoir for that is in Saudi Arabia, as I understand, mm-hmm. and the camels. That's not going away. It's just going to keep reoccurring. So this is going to happen again and again. And we have to set up, this is like, again, war footing. We have to set up some systems and just be prepared for the next one and make sure our supply chains are critical. You know, we have Abrams tanks. We don't have parts in Abrams tanks, as I know, being made in China.
That's right.
As far as I know. I mean,
you got it.
You know, maybe somebody knows something different, but it's the same thing here. We can't have critical drug supplies, including antibiotics and antiviral medications, made overseas in an uncontrolled situation. And China has basically, their official publication has told us that if we don't behave ourselves and say nice things, they might shut off our antibiotic supply.
That's
right. I mean, that is unacceptable. And I just, hopefully this will be a big wake-up call. And that, anyway, I don't want to go, I could rant it on for another half hour.
Okay.
I appreciate it. And
we do, Dan. Let me just ask you real quickly, specifically. I know, so you still can help people that are in pain right now.
Absolutely. We can see patients on a limited basis. We're actually setting up so we can even do online, or if people have an iPhone, we can do a FaceTime. That's except the government has said that, like, that's a HIPAA compliant situation. If we can, or at least they're kind of, I guess, waiving that situation. So we're able to see new patients and follow ups, and we just want to let people know that we're still open for business, obviously on a limited basis, and but we want to tell people that we're still there and still a resource, basically.
So bottom line, like what you did on my shoulder a couple of months ago so that I can sleep through the night again, and you could do that procedure?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like we talked about before. Yeah.
What about and stem cell? You can do that too?
Well, that's the question, because, you know, that's considered, is that an urgent situation? Well, in some people it is, because their pain is so debilitating.
Well, it was for me. It was for me with my low back. But regardless, folks, here is the direct number for Dr. Dan Nelson at Pro Ortho. Here it is, 425-636-4442. That's 425-636-4442. And I suggest you give him a call. And that's your first step to getting out of pain. And again, not just because you're getting out of pain. You might say, well, hey, I'll wait until a little later because I guess I can live with the pain. I've lived with it for 5 years or 2 months or 10 years or what have you. No. You need to get out of pain because that's the first step for you actually feeling better, building better, being more active. There are physical reasons why you need to do that. So anyway, Dan, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time and giving us a call.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate you guys doing a great job. And
all right.
Stay safe and healthy on both of you there.
Hey, thank you. Thanks a lot. And you and Bernadette, too. Thanks so much.
All right.
Time for a break. And again, if you're in pain and you'd like to do something about it, it's a smart thing to do. Give him a call. Dr. Dan Nelson at 425-636-4442. And when we come back, we're just going to blow through call after call after call, starting with Alan from Tacoma. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you love is struggling with memory issues, find out about Longevity Memory. Call Longevity right now to schedule your memory consultation evaluation at 425-654-0258. That's 425-654-0258.
They called you about the health analysis that I took a year ago. I went to the Linwood office, and I must tell you, your staff is so amazing. At Longevity, they talk to you. They make you understand what's going on, and they give you the numbers so you have a starting point. And that's what I love about coming to you guys.
All right, 48 minutes past the hour. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. We've taken all kinds of calls today. We're approaching the end of our third hour altogether of our live show, and we're glad you're with us. If you have any questions at all, you can call us right now at 800-465-8770. On the other hand, hang on for about 2 or 3 minutes because all the lines are full. But when we're done with one caller, boom, that means you can call in right then. So let us go to Alan in Tacoma. Alan, welcome to the show.
Hello, Alan.
Good morning, everybody. Well, I've been diagnosed with osteopenia. Now, I'm also a patient, and my recent lab results are the following. My free testosterone is 238.
Wow.
With a total of 1193. Now, that's recent. My estradiol is 129. My thyroid stimulating hormone is 453. Is there anything else I need to mention? And I'd like to know about further things that might be done to rebuild bone. Oh, I had a C-telopeptide of 300.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means.
A lot of bone turnover. Okay, a couple of things to think about then. Your anabolic hormone load is high. In fact, it's higher than I normally try to carry it. So you should be stimulating the growth of new bone. Your estradiol is plenty high for a guy. In fact, it's higher than I normally carry him. So that should be inhibiting bone loss. So from a hormonal standpoint, you're about as good as you can get for bone. So there's other things we better start taking a look at. Can you tell me what your thyroid function, your TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, was?
Let's see. That was, I just had it. Oh, here it is. 4.53.
Okay.
And my T3 is 240 and my T4 is 1.
Okay. Your TSH is not suppressed. That's what I was looking for. If that TSH is too low, if it's less than 0.4, but yours is 4, so you're 10 times higher than the cutoff there. So I'm not, okay, so that's not it. And you're male. Tell me a bit about your stressing of the bones, your exercise. All right.
Well, it's been erratic, but for instance, the last 2 days, I've walked about 4 miles, and I am not doing any weightlifting or anything like that. It's strictly walking and running a little bit.
Okay. See, we've got several things going on. One is the hormonal balance is in great shape. You have anabolic hormones that will stimulate the osteoblast to make new bone. You've got high enough estradiol. You're inhibiting the osteoclasts that dissolve bone. Your thyroid function is actually a little less thyroid than I generally have in your body, but certainly that's not causing your osteopenia. But you've got the hormones. What you may be lacking is the stimulation of bone stress. You need to stress those bones to stimulate them to grow. And so the last few days of walking 13,000 a day, that's good, but it needs to be more than the last few days. And I would also want to do axial loading. You do want to do some weightlifting. I want you doing curls and overhead presses and bench presses. I want you doing some modified sit-ups. Don't overstress that lower back, because if you're thin, I don't want you crushing a disc. But you need to start exercising to put load and stress on the bone, because that mechanical stress is a big stimulus to new bone production. Being sedentary can outweigh the hormone balancing by a long shot. Okay, so that's part of it. What is your IGF-1, just for curiosity?
95.
Yeah, so that's low. All right. See, I want that at least 125, and preferably as close to 150 as I can get it. But before we start trying to boost your IGF-1 too much, I do want you on that exercise program. I want to make sure you've got adequate vitamin K2. So, you know, look at your supplements. If you don't have enough K2, we need to boost that a bit. That will help stimulate. Make sure you have plenty of vitamin D. I want that vitamin D level at least 60, somewhere between 60 and 100. So a robust vitamin D level, a good vitamin K2 supplement, increase exercise. And then once we shift your metabolism towards bone production, then we want to start raising IGF-1, that is stimulated by growth hormone production. The reason there is that growth hormone it increases the rate of bone turnover. If your metabolism is shifted towards bone loss, raising your growth hormone will actually accelerate your bone loss. If your metabolism is shifted towards bone production, raising that growth hormone level will increase the rate of new bone production. So that IGF-1, that indicator of how much growth hormone you're producing, can go either way. Okay. So I want to get you, so we are pretty confident you're shifted towards bone production. Then I want to bring up that IGF-1.
The C-telopeptide number, what would be a preferable number?
Oh,
Mine came out 300.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm usually nervous when I see him over about 250. So you're over 300, that's kind of scary. But once more, what this is telling me is that you've got a lot of bone turnover already. And so you can be losing bone or making bone or a combination. So that one is a bit unspecific. That just tells me the amount of bone metabolism that is going on. It doesn't tell me whether it's in one direction or the other right now.
Ah, okay. I understand.
Yeah. So what we want to do is to make sure it's shifted as towards production. So look at your vitamin D, get on a good K2 supplementation, and get your exercise levels up. Then talk to your doctor about how to raise your IGF-1.
How much calcium should I be taking a day?
Calcium is usually not the issue. I know that that's been mooted around since the 1950s. Oh, increase your calcium. The studies have shown that really taking more oral calcium doesn't seem to help bone density. if you're eating a diet with adequate greens, leafy green vegetables, you're getting enough calcium.
Well, isn't most calcium that people buy the wrong calcium?
Well, it's not absorbed very well.
That's, yeah. I guess that's
But the problem isn't the calcium in the bloodstream. You know, the excess calcium in the bloodstream is because you're dissolving your bone. That's your biggest calcium store.
Yeah.
And you pull it out of your bones into your bloodstream. What we want is adequate vitamin D to drive it the other way and vitamin K to help metabolize that. And, you know, an extra 500 milligrams of calcium a day is going to be plenty. But for most men, most older people tend to take more calcium in their diet. They eat more veggies, and that's where most of your calcium comes from. Young people don't take much in the way of calcium intake, and they've got the best bones.
Hey, and with this in mind, we appreciate your call, Alan, but we got to go because we're coming to the end of our first hour. We have a top-of-the-hour hard break. I have no options. So, again, Alan, appreciate your call. And with that in mind, let me just remind everybody, yes, we now have a second hour of live call-in Leading Edge Medicine. This started 2 weeks ago, and, you know, about 20 years ago, we started with a one-hour show, then eventually went to 2 hours, then for the last several years, oh, my goodness, 3-4 years at least, a three-hour show, and now, starting 2 weeks ago, a four-hour show every Saturday, 2 hours on another station between 8 and 10, and then these 2 hours between 10 and noon. So don't go anywhere. We have just a very brief, you know, top-of-the-hour break, a little bit of news and weather or whatever they do, and we'll be back. And Al and John and Mike, I apologize. We've had so much going on here. If you're still on hold, and I think you are, please be patient. We will get to you when we come back from the top of the hour break here on 570 KBI. But for those of you who already know, oh, and by the way, Dan Nelson, if you want to text Dan, maybe you've got a specific question. You want to text Dr. Dan Nelson at Pro Ortho? Here's his number. Text him at 425-362-5585. 425-362-5585. If you didn't have a pen, I'll remind you again when we come back. You can text Dan Nelson at 425-362-5585. Ask him a question. But go ahead and make your free health analysis appointment at lmclinic.com. We're still doing it. You bet you believe we are. Business is good. We'll be right back.